Good morning, everybody.
早安。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Somebody said, the second most difficult sermon to give every year is Mother's Day.
有人说，第二个最困难的信息来，讲的信息就是母亲节。
Guess what? The most difficult is to preach on Father's Day.My Bible school principal once said to me,
我的圣经学校的校长曾经这么说，
Don't tell mothers how to be mothers on Mother's Day.
不要告诉这些母亲要怎么样当母亲。
And when I was an English pastor,
当我是一个英文的牧师的时候，
My congregation told me,
我的会众跟我说，
Don't tell us how to honor our mom and embarrass us on Mother's Day.You can teach us how to honor our mother, but not on Mother's Day.
他们说你可以教我们怎么样敬仰你的母亲，但是不要在母亲节的时候说。
Especially not in a combined service.
尤其不要在原本的崇拜。
Don't you see when you're preaching, my mom keep on looking at me. You see.
你没有看到当你在讲信息的时候，我的妈妈就一直看着我说，你看你有没有做到？
So what else can I preach?But I do believe that God has a message for us today. It's wonderful. We can celebrate this day by putting this aside to honor our mothers. This morning, I want to speak to all of you. Not only those who are mothers.But also to those whose hearts are broken because they are not mothers.
也是像那些心里很伤心的，因为他本身不是母亲。
I have graduated from Bible school for about 30 years.
我在三十年前从圣经学院毕业。
I found out one thing.
我发现一件事情。
That people who do not want to come to church on Mother's Day.Sometimes their mothers are no longer alive. And you really miss her. Some of you may have a mother who is very sick now. You wonder how much longer is she going to be with you. Some of you have experienced something. You are devastated because one of yourchild has died. On the other hand, there may be some mothers who wish that they would never have children. And there may be someone you would do anything, just anything, so that you can have a child.Today we are going to look at a woman. Her name is Hannah. She has faced some major challenges in her life because she wants to be a mom. She, through the process, she became a wonderful model of motherhood. However, she's not just a good example of motherhood. She also gave us some very good Christian principles for us in our Christian walk. Let me mention a little bit setting of 1 Samuel. The story about Hannah happened about 3,000 years ago.In the Hebrew Bible,
在希伯来人的圣经里
First Samuel follows immediately after the book of Judges.
那个撒母耳上记上是在士师记之后的一本书。
First Samuel tells of God's people beginning where the book of Judges leaves off.
撒母耳 上就连续着四世纪最后所写的那一句话。
I can say the situation is tough.
那个时候情况非常的困难。
God's people is living in troubled times.
神的子民住在非常是生活在一个困境里面。
The nation of Israel is torn apart by lack of leadership.
那时以色列中没有王，所以整个国家非常纷乱。
Therefore, Judges 21 verse 25 says,
那因此在四世纪二十一章二十五节说，
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
Do you know that Nike's motto, just do it, appear in the book of Judges? Nike, the Apple shoes motto, just do it.Appear first in the book of Judges.
Okay, 所以你知道我们那个球鞋 Nike 球鞋他们的广告的词就是说 Just do it, 就是你认你自己想怎么做就怎么做。
Today I'm going to focus our sermon by using three English words that start with the letter P.
今天我的信息要用三个英文字，是这三个字都是以字母。
The first P is pain, P-A-I-N.
第一个，痛苦，伤痛。
What I want to say is God's people are not exempted from pains.
我要讲的是，告诉我们神的子民并不是能够免于受痛苦的。
Or in other words,
换句话说，
we don't live in a problem-free world.
我们不是生活在没有困难的境况下。
We found out that a woman's inability to have a kid can cause her a lot of pain.
当一个妇女没有办法生育的时候，这会为她带来许多的痛苦。
As we can see in the example of Hannah, her inability to have a child caused her a lot of pain.
就像我们从 Hannah 的例子上面看到。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 2.
我们看撒母耳记上第一章第二节。
He had two wives. One was called Hannah and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none.
他有两个妻子，一个叫 Hannah， 一个叫 Peninnah。Peninnah 有儿女， Hannah 没有儿女。
What is the source of Hannah's pain?
那 Hannah 的苦处是从哪里来的呢？
Hannah could not bear a child.
就是因为她没有办法生育。
If you know during that time,
你知道在那个时候，
a woman found her worth in her children.
一个妇女的价值是在她的孩子身上。
In taking care of her family and her home.
在于她怎么样能够照顾她的家。
If you couldn't bear a child,
假如你不能生育，
not only that the husband sometimes looked down upon you,
不止你的先生可能会看不起你，
other women also looked down upon you.
其他的妇女也都会看不起你。
In my experience as a pastor,A woman's inability to bear a child can cause a lot of pain.
我知道一个妇女不能生育会因此要让她带来很多痛苦。
Mother's Day is very difficult for married women who do not have children.
尤其母亲节对于一个结婚的妇女但是没有孩子的是很难过的一天。
A good example is when your baby shower.Don't try to invite mom without children. Don't invite sister without children.
假如你有一个要这个 baby shower 的时候，最好不要请一位结过婚但是没有孩子的姊妹。
But I can say here, there's nothing wrong with a woman if she cannot bear children.
但是我们都知道，一个不能生育的姊妹并没有什么她没有什么错。
But the fact is, even if you're a mom, you have a lot of pain.
事实上呢，即使你是一个母亲，你也会有许多的痛苦。
It's not easy to be a mom.
要当母亲不是一件容易的事。
A mother was talking to an old college friend.
有一位母亲跟她的大学的同学说。
And she said,
她说
，Before I was married,
我还没结婚以前
，I have three theories about raising children.
对于抚养小孩，我有三个理论跟原则。
After I got married, I have three children.
我结婚以后，我有三个小孩。
But I have no theories.
但是我没有理论了。
There's a story of a young minister.
也曾经有人说一个年轻的传道人。
When he was still single.
他还没结婚以前。
He preached a sermon.
他讲了一篇道。
Rules for raising children.
就是你抚养小孩的原则。
And he did a wonderful job.
他讲得非常好。
Remember, he was still single.
那时候他还没结婚。
After he got married and had children on his own.
他结婚以后也有了自己的小孩。
He changed the title of the sermon to.
他就把他的讲章的题目改了。
Suggestions for raising children.
他就改成对于抚养小孩的建议。
And then his children grow up to be teenagers.
然后他的小孩长大变成那个十几岁的年轻人。
And he stopped preaching on the topic altogether.
这个传道人就从来不再讲这样的一个题目了。
Even as a pastor, I say amen to that.
牧师我很了解这
个。I really scared every time I have to preach how to raise children.
我自己每次要假如需要传讲怎么样教养小孩的时候，我心里都觉得很恐惧战惊。
I have two teenagers, you understand why?
我有两个十几岁的小孩。
The issue of not having being able to have children caused a lot of pain.
没有办法生育会带来很多痛苦。
But to add on top of that.It's more painful when people respond poorly to a woman's inability to bear children.
我今天要谈的是，当其他的人对于没有办法生育的这个女人的这些他们的反应或是对她讲的话是能够引起更大的痛苦。
Not being able to have children is painful.
不能生小孩是很痛苦。
But to people to respond in a wrong way is even more painful.
但是别人对她讲的不合适的话是更大的痛苦。
There are three responses from people towards Hannah.
有三对于 Hannah 的痛苦，我们这里有看到三个不同的反应。
The first one is her husband's other wife.
第一个是他亚拿
比利拿。
比利拿对 Hannah 的反应。
Her reaction was provoking her.
她的反应就是作弄。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 6.
我们看第一章第六节。
Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her.
比利拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。
Do you see the other wife?
你看另外这个妻子。
She should be grateful about her ability to have children.
她应该是对于自己能生育感到非常的感恩。
But she used the grace from God as a means to make other people feel worse.
但是她却用神给她的恩典来当作取笑别人的工具。
Instead of being thankful,
她不但不感恩。
She torment and harass Hannah.
她作弄，要嘲笑 Hannah.
The word provoke in Hebrew means to stir up purposely.
这个作弄的意思就是说。故意的要去使一个人生气或是伤心。
Trying to make Hannah to lose her temper.
他故意要让 Hannah 发脾气。
Verse 7 reveals that Peninnah did this every year when they went to Shiloh.
第七节说，比尼拿每年在他们上耶和华殿的时候就做这样的事情。
It's like when you come to church and then somebody.Trying to show off and make you feel bad, you don't feel like being at the surface at all.
就像你到了教会，有一些人故意要作弄你，让你激怒你，所以你甚至都不想到教会来。
We see the second person respond, her husband, Elkanah.
第二个反应是她的丈夫以利加拿。
His reaction was to give irrelevant comfort.
他的反应就是给他的妻子非常不切实际的安慰。
We look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 8.
我们看第一章第八节。
Her husband Elkanah would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
他的先生对他说 Hannah, 你为何哭泣不吃饭心里愁闷呢有我不比十个儿子还好吗
You know, what Elkanah did was very insensitive.
他这个以利加拿所做的是 体贴 人心的事情。
He felt that having him is better than to have 10 sons.
他觉得说有我的话比你有十个儿子更好。
He said, I love you so much.
我这么爱你。
I give you double portion.
我给你双份的肉。
What's wrong with you?
你怎么搞的啊？
But you know, he's actually a hypocrite.
他是一个假冒伪善的。
Those who study the Bible, the biblical scholars, try to find out if he loved Hannah so much, why did he take another wife?
学者就来研究说，假如他真的这么爱他的妻子的话，他怎么还会有第二个妻子呢？
He himself loved children.
他自己喜爱小孩。
He loved Hannah, but because he wanted children, he married another wife.
他虽然爱 Hannah, 但是因为他想要有小孩，所以他又娶了另外一个妻子。
If you ask what's the answer to Hannah's pain, if you ask Elkanah, what is the answer to Hannah's pain?
假如你问以利加拿。Hannah 的痛苦到底在哪里呢？
He will tell you, Hannah.
他会说
Just accept it.
就接受吧。
Be happy with me.
就快快乐乐跟我住在跟我同人生活就好了。
Sometimes when a wife goes through a lot of pain, the problem of a husband is always being insensitive.
很多时候，当一个妻子遇到困难、有心理愁苦的时候，那个问题更就是。更严重，就因为他们的先生对太太非常不能体贴他们的心。
The person reaction is a priest Eli.
另外一个反应就是以利。
He misunderstood her.
他误解了 Hannah.
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 13 to 14.
我们现在看13节14节。
Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk.And said to her, How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine.
原来哈娜心中不倒，只动嘴唇，不出声音，因此以利以为她喝醉了。以利对她说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。
If we find a contemporary parallel to Eli,
假如我们在我们今天的今天这个时代要找到一个跟以利一样的有一样的这种反应的。
He's like the pastor of the church.
他就像一个教会里的牧师。
You expect comfort from her, from him.
你希望能够从他身上得到一些安慰。
And your pastor told you, you come to church, why are you drunk? Why are you doing that? No, wake up, be sober.
但是你的牧师却跟你说，你怎么到教会来了还喝酒呢？赶快停，不要再喝酒了。
Don't you feel hurt?
你不会觉得被伤害吗？
So can you see, sometimes we are pain.
所以你可以看到有时候我们就是带给人家痛苦的。
To add on top of the pain is other people's reaction to us.
所以有时候我们在经历一些痛苦的事情的时候，别人的反应就让这个痛苦更加深。
Sometimes people provoke us.
有时候他们捉弄我们，激动我们。
Sometimes being insensitive.
有时候他们不体贴人。
Sometimes people misunderstand us.
有时候他们误解你。
Isn't it our own experience too?
这个可能是我们每个人都有经历过的。
People sometimes respond poorly to a woman's pain.
有时候许多人对于一个妇女的痛苦用非常不恰当的反应来。
I'm certain that some of you here.
我相信有一些你们当中
have been hit with some insensitive comments.
也曾经也接受到别人对你非常不恰当的话语。
Either by your husband,
也许是你的先生
，or from others,
也许是你的母亲。
Let me emphasize today.
让我今天强调。
God understands your pain.
上帝了解你的苦处。
He's aware of your problems.
他非常清楚你所遭遇到的。
There's a pastor.There's a pastor. He and his wife have been married for 5 years. But they did not have children. And then he received a card. In the card from a good friend is a question. When are you going to have children?I expect to hear the news anytime now.
我们在等着，随时都在等着你的好消息。
It's difficult. There's a poet called Louise Taylor. She wrote a good poem called Childless Mother. Let me meditate on it a little bit and think about the pain of a woman not being able to be a mom. I'm a childless mother. I'm a childless mother. There's an empty hole in my heart. Where my child is supposed to be. Where there should be laughter. There's nothing but mind numbing silence. And look, there, in the corner sitting idly. Waiting is a child's rocker, my rocker. The rocker that I used to sit in and imagine. Rocking my baby instead of just a doll. And I realized that as empty as that rocker seems, my arms feel even heavier with the emptiness. How can emptiness feel so heavy? The emptiness carries my broken dreams. My disappointments, my resentment. Flooded by kisses never shared. Laughter never heard. Tears never brush away. All way more than a child ever will. There's an empty hole in my heart. Where my child is supposed to be. I am a childless mother. What I try to share here is, God's people is not exempted from pain. I praise God, there's another second P. Prayers. God's people can take their pains to the Lord.
神的子民可以将他们的痛苦因着借着祷告带到神那里。
We have a God who is willing and ready to listen to our problems.
我们的神是很愿意而且等着要听我们的难处的。
That's what Hannah did.
那就是哈娜所做的。
Hannah took her pain to the Lord in prayer.
她将她的痛苦带到神那里。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
在第一章第十节上说,
in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. Hannah was very sad. She left the feast without eating. But there's a turning point. She went to the Lord with her pain. She entered the tabernacle to pray. And she made a pledge. Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
他说,万君之耶和华,你若垂顾卑女的苦情,眷念不忘卑女,赐我一个儿子,我必使他终身归于耶和华,不用剃头刀剃他的头。
What she is saying is, I'm not going to have the son just for myself.
他就是在跟神说,我要这个儿子不是只给我自己。
I'm not planning for him to go to Harvard or go to Yale. I'm going to send him to Westminster Seminary for him to serve you. Brothers and sisters, when I'm in deep pain, we can take our pain to the Lord in prayers. We see that even the great men and women of God have their pains. But the reason why they're great men and women, because they take the pain to the Lord in prayer. When our dreams are shattered, we can turn to our Lord in prayers. Prayer often arises out of deep needs. Money needs, job loss, sickness, death of a loved one, divorce, or your son being expelled from college. I like old gospel songs. There's an old gospel song who says something like this. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Hannah did this, and God wants us to do the same. The third P I want you to remember. The first P remember is what?
Pain.
How about the second P?
Prayer.
The third P is provision. God's people can trust God's provision to face the pains. In other words, God always provides us the strength to face our problems. God provided peace for Hannah. May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. I think that's what God can do. Before she was crying, she was bitter, she couldn't eat, and after praying, she's still not pregnant, but yet God provided her peace, another P, right? Peace. And eventually, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20, God finally gave her a son. Brothers and sisters, on this Mother's Day, I want you to know that we can entrust God's provision to face our pains and problems. Maybe you come with a burden, with pain today. I want you feel better when you leave here, that you know, you're confident that God provide you with peace. God's servant C.S. Lewis says something like this.
C.S. Lewis 讲了一句,讲以下的这些话,
God whisper us in our joys. Speaks in our conscience. But shouts in our pains.
但是当我们痛苦的时候, 他在我们心里吼用啊,
is megaphone to rouse the deaf world.
它就好像是用一个大麦克风来叫醒我们，让我们这些耳聋的人都可以听得见。
There's a sister.
有一位姊妹。
Every time when she faced Mother's Day, it's very difficult for her.
啊，母亲节对她来说非常的困难。
And because she had a miscarriage just before Mother's Day.
因为她曾经在母亲节之前啊，就是流产。
One Mother's Day when she was praying.
有一个母亲节之前，她在祷告。
She seemed to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to her.
她听到圣灵在跟她说话。
I'm tenderizing your heart.
我要让你的心柔软。
She is a vegetarian.
她是一个吃素的。
She didn't understand what it means to be tenderizing the meat.
她不了解这个让肉能够柔软是什么意思，怎么做。
So, you know, modern technology, right? When you don't know something, you Google.
所以啊，像今天一样，你不知道什么事情。
And boom! A 30-second video came up.
啊，一下子就有荧幕出现了。
A real demonstration about tenderizing your meat.
就有一个啊，告诉你怎么样来准备肉，让肉能够嫩柔嫩。
It was a very lovely, smiling lady.
有一个满脸微笑、非常漂亮的女人。
She had a piece of wood.It was in front of a piece of baked meat.
然后有一块肉在他的面前。
And on the small wood were some spikes.
啊，这个木棒子是上面就有一些好像钉子这样子。
And that 30-second video, you saw her bang 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 on the meat.
然后在下一个一幕，他就看到这个女人就拿着这个棍子打这一块肉，很用力的一直打。
And the meat finished when.The wood was with the spice was still in mid air.
啊，然后这个荧幕就结束了，他这个棍子还在空中。
Wow, that sister said, "Is that what meant to be tenderizing?"
他心里想，这就是怎么样使肉能够柔嫩吗
？Because people, I seem to be try to be humorous, but isn't that what we experience sometimes? God seems to be very hard on us, but He's trying to tenderize us.
弟兄姐妹们，我是用很幽默的方式来讲，但是。这不就是神啊，很多时候需要用的方法吗？来使我们的心里能够柔软柔和。
You know, before children, I'm such a strong personality.
我没有小孩以前，我有非常强的这个个性。
You know, the first motor vehicle I ever bought.
我的第一辆车子。
Was a 100cc Suzuki motorbike.
是100cc 的。
You know, you cannot ever imagine me putting a tie and a suit.
那是你一定很难想象，当时的我会穿上套装跟带领带。
I was a tough guy.
我是一个非常很勇猛的一个人。
And then God tenderized me after I had my wife.
我娶了太太以后，神就教我怎么样。
And then after two teenagers, I tell you, I am really, really tenderized.
现在有了两个小孩，十几岁的小孩时候，那真的是神已经让我都以前的坚硬都不见了。
You know, when you want to have a very caring heart, sometimes that was not enough. Big wooden wood, with spice, bam, 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 bam on you.
所以 I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first time.
If you want to be a caring person.
Oh, okay. 假如你要成为一个体贴、体谅人、有爱心的人的话，很多时候神就是要先用这个棍子打你几下。
The spice may be some kind of pain.
这会让你觉得很痛。
But God is not cruel. He has provision for you to face, to carry to Him in prayer.
但是神并不是残酷的神，他会给你力量，让你能够在受到他。
My Bible school teacher always tell me, finish your sermon with positive note.
我的圣经学院的老师都一直告诉我们说，你的讲道的时候要结束在一个 激励的信的话语上面。
I still want to say Happy Mother's Day.
我就是想说母亲节快乐。
The letter M. The letter M.
这个字 M.
is for the million things my mother gave me.
Me.
M.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. 这个 mother 这个字第一个字母是 M. M 就是 for million things， 就是千千万万的事情，我的母亲给我的。
Old means only that she's growing old.
Old 的意思就是说她渐渐衰老。
T is for the tears she shed to save me.
T 是她为了保护我所流出来的眼泪。
H is for her heart of purest gold.
H 就是她的纯金真诚的心。
E is for her eyes with love light shining.
E 就是她那爱所闪耀出来的光芒在她的眼睛里。
R means right, and right she'll always be.
R 就是对，那我的母亲也就是永远都是对的。
Howard Johnson says, "A word mother that means the world to me."
Howard Johnson said.母亲这个字，这就比世上的一切一样的珍贵。
Through Hannah's life, we have looked at the topic. I want to be a mom.
我们今天从 Hannah 的生命故事，我们看到这个我想要当母亲的这个信息。
We see that God's people are not exempted from pains.
我们学习到神的子民还是会遇到痛苦。
But God's people can take the pains to the Lord in prayers.
第二个点，但是神的子民可以将他们的痛苦带到神的面前。
And finally,
最后
，God's people can trust God's provision to face the pains.
神的子民可以深信神的供应，让他们能够面对一切的痛苦。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, what a comforting message on Mother's Day.
Father, we thank you for this comforting.On this special day.
You are the Lord who cares for us.
你是照顾我们的神。
You are concerned about our pains.
你关心我们所遭遇的一切。
We can come to you in prayers.
我们可以以祷告来到你的面前。
We know that you will provide.
我们知道，确信你会供应。
In your time.
以你自己的时间。
I want to thank mom this morning.
我要谢谢我的母亲，还有所有的母亲。
Lord help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
To honor our moms.
让我们知道怎么样。
For those of us in pain today.
让我们知道怎么样孝敬我们的母亲。我们也求帮助那些心里有愁苦的人。
That you provide for them.
你供应他们，安慰他们。
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.